This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here with an emergency alert update on the coronavirus pandemic. The World Health Organization moments ago just declared a global pandemic, and this is a good decision by the WHO. This is a decision that I've called for and that I agree with. I know you're thinking, that's amazing that the World Health Organization and the Health Ranger agree on something. Well, you know what? I'll call it like it is. In this case, they deserve credit. They made the right decision. Why? Well, the reason is because nations like the United States, they need political cover to stop flights from China and escalate the kind of isolation efforts or even quarantine efforts that are going to be necessary to stop the spread of this virus. And until now, right now, you know, there are hundreds of flights leaving China every day, going to cities all around the world, major cities like London and Moscow and Rio de Janeiro and, you know, New York, all over America, North America, Australia, and so on, all over Asia. So this is spreading like crazy. And what's unique about this virus, as we've talked about in other podcasts, is that it's a stealth virus. It is spread, listen carefully, spread by asymptomatic carriers, meaning people who show no symptoms, they spread the virus. This is documented. We did a story today about a Lancet Science Journal paper documenting the case of a 10-year-old boy who has no symptoms but infected many of his family members. And there were also of the evacuees from the Wuhan province who have been brought back by charter flights from the Japanese government. Out of a flight of 206 people, three of them turned out to be infected with coronavirus. And two of those three turned out to have no symptoms. So that's, I mean, number one, what about the other 203 people? Are they infected now? Or some of them, are they infected? And if roughly 1% of the evacuees from Wuhan have no symptoms and they have coronavirus, then what about the U.S. charter flights that brought people back and put them in California and are only going to have a 72-hour hold? And then they're going to release those people into the population in California. You know, what about that? See, people who don't show symptoms are typically not being tested. And yet it is people without symptoms who can spread this virus. And that's why this is just growing exponentially. The answer to this, and this is something that even for some reason, the people in the independent media, many of them aren't getting this yet. I don't know what it is. It's not, maybe they're not familiar with virology or pandemics or epidemiology or whatever. They're not getting it. There's a pandemic denialism in the independent media that I'm noticing as well, which is so strange. And sometimes just total disinformation. There was a guest on the Alex Jones show yesterday, before I was hosting, who came on and said that he already had coronavirus and he beat it with antibiotics. Well, gosh, you can't treat viruses with antibiotics because viruses aren't living, by the way. Antibiotics only work on bacterial infections. Every doctor knows that. Every scientist and every virologist knows that. You don't take antibiotics to treat viral infections. Why? Because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work. That's why you have antiviral drugs, and that's why they push vaccines and so on. That's the only way you can beat viruses. But the real way is isolation. Isolation means you've got to cut off the vectors of the spread of the disease. And inside China, they have these draconian measures of quarantines and isolation. And guess what? China isn't wrong in understanding what it's going to take to beat this. China isn't wrong. You know, people say, well, you can't restrict the flow of people. You know, you can't block their roads. They need to go buy groceries. Okay, fine. But it's going to spread. And it's going to spread exponentially to the point where it will infect the whole world if you don't clamp down on it. So China really went into some serious draconian measures, and they clamped down on it, 56 million people under quarantine. But even if China is successful, because they can deploy their military, and you know, it is a police state. Anyway, on a normal day in China, it's a police state. Even if China is successful, you've already got a second wave forming up outside of China, and it's going to hit in places like Thailand and Japan and the Philippines and Malaysia and Africa, maybe India, maybe North America, human-to-human transmission now confirmed happening in the United States, in Chicago. It's also confirmed in Canada and other places, in Japan, in Taiwan. That's where this battle is going to be fought now. The second wave is spreading outside of China. And yet, the United States of America and many other countries around the world are still accepting flights from China. Right now, at this very moment, hundreds of flights a day. If that is not stopped, then this will go global. And that's why this decision by the WHO is so important. And that's why I agree with it. Because we've got to stop the flights from China. Containment is the only strategy that works. Screening doesn't work at airports. Why? Because again, many people who carry it don't show any symptoms. So screening is pointless if you're just taking everybody's temperature with a laser, a red dot laser. It doesn't do anything. And even if you tell people, hey, report yourself to the health authorities if you start to have symptoms, if you have a fever, you know, call the CDC. People can spread it without even knowing they have symptoms. So how do you self-report if you don't even know you have it? You can't. So there's a very narrow window of opportunity right now to maybe clamp down and stop a global spread that would push this virus into the human population forever. And that window of opportunity is probably in the next few days. If we don't stop international travel in the next few days, then this cannot be contained globally. And even if we do stop international travel, it's already questionable whether containment can be achieved because it has spread to 17 countries already. And it has already spread to every major city in China. Every region in China confirmed now has coronavirus except Tibet. That's confirmed. So containment is the only answer. And yet, containment is not even guaranteed to succeed for lots of reasons that have to do with, you know, human-to-human contact and people not wanting to be imprisoned in their own homes. People desire social interaction. It's part of human nature. That's why quarantines are very, very difficult to enforce. And even in enforcing them, you typically have to violate the civil rights and the human rights of individuals who are involved in that quarantine, which is what China is doing. And then you have panic as supplies run out, food supplies, fuel supplies, medical supplies, and so on. And then you have economic consequences of all this. And I think that's one reason why Trump has been very reluctant to really have the CDC acknowledge the full extent of how this is spreading in the United States because of the economic impact, or even the potential for that, or the fear of economic impacts and how that might affect the stock market. And yet, mark my words, if we don't get serious about this, like right now, a very, very short window here, just a few days, if we as the human race, if we don't get serious about this, this will be beyond our control. And it will spread, and it will become endemic in the human population, and it will kill some percent, maybe not the 15% that's been quoted by the Lancet, maybe it'll kill 10%, maybe it'll kill 5%, but it's going to cause just devastating economic consequences if we don't control the outbreak now. And it may already be too late, I'm not sure yet. So the WHO made a good decision. I know the CDC is trying hard to track everything in the United States, but they're not being honest with the public about how many cases there are. And by the way, their lab software, they're still updating all the mutations and viral strains and everything, and the bandwidth of the labs is not enough to test all the cases that should be tested. So there are lots of people who are not being tested. So there's human-to-human transmission taking place in America, infecting family members and friends and coworkers of people who had been to China, but those new infections are not being tested, because they're not considered high risk by the CDC, which has very limited laboratory bandwidth, you know, for the genetic testing. See, these are factors that most people don't even understand. I run a lab. I own a lab. I know how this stuff works. So I maybe that's why I have a little more of a grasp of understanding the limitations of what the CDC can do. Maybe that's why I'm a little more alarmed about this than a lot of people who don't have any experience in science or labs or microbiology or anything like that. And that's why I'm trying to support the WHO's decision here, which is the right thing to do. I've been calling on President Trump to block flights from China. I've been calling on people to be prepared, get supplies, make sure that you don't spread the pandemic, make sure that if there is a quarantine, you can survive without going to the grocery store. So you have food and medicine, you've got a means of protection, so you don't become a burden on the system if this thing starts to spread out of control in the United States, which remains a possibility. If it does happen outside of China, if the spread continues, the second wave will take time to develop because it takes time for one person to infect 2 to 3 others, which is the typical ratio that we're seeing with coronavirus. Typically, the number of infected patients is doubling in a little bit less than 7 days. So this could start burning and smoldering and growing in countries outside of China for many weeks, even a couple of months, before it becomes full-blown in those countries. So this is not over even if China gets it under control. What's going to happen in Thailand or the Philippines? What's going to happen in Africa? This is confirmed in some African nations right now, too. How are you going to control, let's say in India, 800 plus million people, if it starts to spread in India? How exactly is that going to work? Because you can't just wish and invoke magic and say, well, it's not going to be bad because we don't want it to be bad, which seems to be the attitude of a lot of people right now. Well, I don't want to think about that. I just want to watch the Super Bowl, man. Unfortunately, that doesn't stop viruses from replicating. You watch Super Bowl all day long. Doesn't do anything to protect you from the coronavirus pandemic that has just been declared a global pandemic. I believe right now, I don't think there's anybody that's reporting on this as well as naturalnews.com. Nobody. Naturalnews.com, we have our teams in Asia. We're scanning the Chinese media. We're translating Chinese into English. We're bringing you stories that you're not seeing anywhere else. We're bringing you up-to-date numbers. We are doing, I think, the best reporting, the most honest reporting. We're not giving you crazy high numbers that we can't support. We're quoting the official numbers from China on our website. And we're trying to give you solutions. We're trying to tell you the truth about how this will continue to spread if we don't stop it. And quarantines and isolation and stopping flights, those things actually work. Those are the things that have to be done, frankly, to stop this. So keep reading Natural News, and I appreciate your support as we navigate all this together. I mean, hey, the good news is, okay, let's suppose this whole thing gets out and it's not contained and it burns through the entire world population. You know what the good news is? Probably somewhere around 9 out of 10 people will survive. Okay. Let's just call that the good news. And how easy is it for you to be among the 9 out of 10 people who survive if this just goes global? Probably pretty easy. I mean, it tends to kill people who have weakened immune systems. That's probably not you if you're listening to this podcast. You can survive this. But the real question is, what about the economic and logistics impact of this if quarantines are dropped down on major U.S. cities or European cities? We're already seeing disruptions of microchips and technology components that normally come out of the Wuhan region in China. Apple is already reporting their supply chain is going to be affected by this. There's a supply chain crisis that's already underway. So it's not just can you biologically survive this, it's can you economically survive the impacts, the supply chain disruptions, the shortages of food, the civil unrest, and so on that could result from this if it continues to spread. I'm convinced that almost anyone can survive this if they use the right supplements, if they have the right nutrition, if they, support their immune system. If they're not immunocompromised, it's not that difficult to survive. The question is, can the world economy survive a global pandemic that necessitates isolation and quarantines and supply chain disruptions and a loss of workforce, by the way, because the countries that are going to be hit the hardest will be countries that have very strong labor forces, such as China and India, for example, and the Central American countries that contribute a lot of the labor to the manufacturing that provides goods to the rest of the world, first world countries. So the impacts are global, and the seriousness of this situation cannot be overstated. The decision of the WHO is correct, but it doesn't guarantee success. Stay informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com. I will bring you the most accurate, the most honest, the most scientifically cited news on this that you can find anywhere on the internet. And I think I'm in the independent media, it's probably me and a handful of other people who are even qualified to understand the scientific underpinnings behind this, to understand microbiology and laboratory testing and epidemiology and so on. There's not that many of us who are actual experienced experts in these areas. So get good information from good sources. And don't believe anybody who's downplaying this. They are just ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about if they say this is no big deal. This is a very big deal, and the WHO just confirmed it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.